The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
This part I think I got figured out. Maybe. Brock, Kiki on vacation. And I haven't been in the studio since quarantine. So this is a little different. I feel like I'm in a spaceship right now. Honestly. I say it's like riding a bike, but that bike's hard to ride. I'll tell you that much. But this part, the show, I think I got down. It's a lot of the digital stuff behind the scenes that I'm just, what? Well, I forgot. Man. So, anyway, you don't really need to know about that. But anyway, it is a Monday. Looking at the weather today, it's going to be nice. I have no idea, just like Brock. Looking at my phone, though. Supposed to be pretty decent. So, enjoy that today. Right now, let's take a look at your Rock News.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Rock News this morning brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union, come be part of it. It's weird doing that whole thing, man. I need my buddy. Where's my buddy that I can bounce off of? Anyway, here we go. Rock News, Five Finger Death Punch. You know those guys. You got a new compilation on the way just in time for Christmas. That's right. A Decade of Destruction Volume 2 will be out digitally on CD October 9th. With two vinyl versions out November 20th. It includes a mix of album tracks that weren't featured on the 2017 compilation, Decade of Destruction, along with four previously unreleased songs. Broken World, a Steve Aoki remix of Bad Company, a Joe Hahn of Linkin Park remix of Wash It All Away, and a new acoustic version of Wrong Side of Heaven. So, yeah, that coming out, man. That's pretty cool. I haven't heard too many new things from Five Finger Death Punch, but just in time for Christmas this year, I'm going to put a little metal in your Christmas, so enjoy that, man. So good news from Five Finger Death Punch. Let's take a look at this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history.
This day in rock history, 2007, Rob Zombie's remake of Halloween hits theaters and goes on to make $31 million in its first weekend. And to set a new mark for Labor Day weekend. Awesome, man. Rob Zombie and his movies. If you're a fan, you're a fan. And you know what I'm talking about. Still, my favorite, probably Devil's Rejects. And I don't even know if favorite is a good word for that. My favorite, most off-putting movie by Rob Zombie is definitely that one. So there you go. This day in rock history. And Rock News, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Brock.